The spokesman for South Africa's ruling party has accused the United States of trying to undermine his country's democratically elected government. Yet representatives from both countries dismissed the comment and say the relationship between the two sides is strong. The accusation came from African National Congress spokesman Zizi Kadwa. He spoke after publication of a story in Britain's Sunday Times newspaper. The story said that in 1962, the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency helped South Africa's government arrest Nelson Mandela. The newspaper published statements by a retired CIA officer who is now dead. The former officer reportedly said the U.S. considered Mandela a supporter of communism. Mandela spent 27 years in prison for his opposition to South Africa's apartheid government and its racist policies. During this period, blacks and people from other racial groups did not have the same rights as whites. Under apartheid, whites were required to separate from other races. Mandela was in prison from 1962 until 1990. He was elected South Africa's first black president in 1994 after the end of apartheid rule. ANC spokesman Zizi Kadwa said the CIA claim is a serious indictment. He added that the intelligence agency still operates in South Africa. We have recently observed that there are efforts to undermine the ANC government, Kadwa told local media. They, the CIA, never stopped operating here. It is still happening now. The CIA is still working with those who want regime change. Kadwa did not respond to numerous calls from VOA seeking comment on Monday. But South Africa's foreign ministry dismissed Kadwa's earlier claims. Those are not our views, government spokesman Clayson Monyela told VOA. From government's point of view, our relations with the United States are strong. They are warm and cordial, he added. The two nations are also major trading partners, with trade totaling about $21 billion, according to U.S. government reports. That relationship was threatened last year when the U.S. and South African governments nearly failed to settle trade issues. The situation led President Barack Obama to threaten to stop South Africa's membership in a U.S. trade agreement. That agreement lets South Africa export products to the U.S. duty-free. In the past, the two nations have also traded strong words. In February, the Secretary General of the ANC accused the U.S. government of supporting a regime change. The U.S. ambassador to South Africa rejected the claim. A U.S. embassy official said the embassy has no information on reported CIA operations in South Africa in the 1960s. I'm Ashley Thompson.